Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God that engages us this morning is from the text just read, specifically Exodus chapter 15, verse 1. I will sing to Yahweh, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. When it comes to musical jazz, I can count what I know on one hand. First, jazz began in the early part of the 20th century in places like New Orleans, Kansas City, and St. Louis. Second, jazz often arises among people who feel as though society has disenfranchised them and marginalized them. Jazz is a form of protest very often. And third, jazz music has endless variety and enormous freedom. It keeps moving, keeps shocking, keeps surprising, but it always returns to the basic score, the primal melody. Now, that's all this lead-footed, middle-aged white man knows about musical jazz. I do know a little bit more about something called Hebrew jazz. And this is the kind of jazz that really jazzes me up. For example, Fat Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20 gains this mighty victory over Ammonites and Moabites. And he sings, Hodu le Yahweh ki tov ki le'olam kazdo. Give thanks to Yahweh. He's good. His chesed endures forever. Oh, I love the cadences of David in Psalm 23. Yahweh ro'i lo exar. Yahweh's my shepherd. I don't need anything. And then in Judges 5, there's Deborah joining the swing of salvation as she gains this mighty victory over the dreaded Sisera. Harim knows lu mipnei Yahweh. Zisinei mipnei Yahweh Elohei Yisrael. The mountain shook before Yahweh. This one of Sinai, before Yahweh, the God of Israel. But to go back to some of the real beginnings of this Hebrew jazz, we have to go beyond Jehoshaphat and David and Deborah. We go to marginalized Moses. In our text, I will sing to Yahweh, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. But even this isn't the beginning of the beat. This isn't the genesis of all this Hebrew jazz. We actually have to go back to Exodus chapter 1, verse 8, where we have this famous verse. Now there arose a king in Egypt who knew not Joseph. Now the book of Exodus never mentions this king by name, right? We don't know Pharaoh's name. You know why? Because if we've seen one Pharaoh, we have seen them all. We don't dignify him by remembering his name, but we passionately remember the names of the two women who began the melody and have since jazzed up everything. We find the women in a godless ghetto in Goshen. Their names? Given to us in Exodus 1:15, Shiphrah and Puah. Shiphrah and Puah are called to stand before the mightiest man of their day. Why, with one wave of his hand, Pharaoh could grant you continued life or instant death. And Pharaoh wants Shiphrah and Puah to join him in his genocidal policy against killing Hebrew baby boys. Shiphrah and Puah defy this mad monarch. And in so doing, they began the defiant dance of deliverance and the swing of salvation. Pretty soon, The land of Goshen began tapping to Yahweh's future and singing to Yahweh's beats. With the second plague, the momentum began to pick up. Because with the plague of the frogs, Pharaoh is so shook up that he announces to Moses that Moses should remove the frogs tomorrow. Tomorrow! And then with the third plague, the magicians in the empire cannot even copy the plague of the gnats. Finally, the cadence rises to a crescendo as Yahweh delivers his people out of the land of slavery with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Even in our lesson, the women get involved. In verse 21 of Exodus 15, Miriam and all the women, they grab their tambourines and they too jazz it up. I will sing to Yahweh, for he is triumphed gloriously, they say. The horse and its rider, he is thrown into the sea. This is the primal melody of the entire biblical narrative. What is it? Against all odds, against a formidable foe, Yahweh helps the helpless. And the empire hates it. The empire can't stand it. In fact, the empire does whatever it can to pull the plug on all this jazz. And it succeeds, doesn't it? When you and I reduce this song of newness to the staleness of slogans and the emptiness of cliches, there's no joyful jazz in my life when I cling to lustful looks and nourished anger and treasured controls. Oh, there's no beat, there's no tapping when I go back to the things that enslave and bind me. And there is no song when we, just like Pharaoh, determine to harden our hearts. But listen, can you hear it? In the distance, the lyrics of life. Yahweh Ga'o-Ga'ah, Sus Ferokavo, Rama Vayam. Yahweh, our Yahweh, he still triumphs gloriously. The horse and its rider, he is thrown into the sea. No more brick quotas, no more slavery, no more straw and mud, no more fear, no more death, no more empire. Our God has more craftiness than all of the empire's magicians. He has more compassion for you than the Hebrew midwives. He has more power than Pharaoh's horses and chariots. He is the door to your deliverance, the pathway to your peace. He is the gateway to your glory. His mercy is matchless. His goodness is limitless, and his love for you never changes. His mercy is matchless. His grace is sufficient, his word is enough, and his righteous reign continues forevermore. God's people have been dancing to this beat ever since, jazzing it up with astonishing imagination, daring cadences, and astonishing, surprising lyrics. But the melody always stays the same. When the enemy is about ready to destroy, God helps the helpless. Hannah knows that. The bows of the warriors are broken, but those who stumble are armed with strength. The psalmist knows it too. Some trust in chariots and some trust in horses. But we trust in the name of Yahweh our God. David gets it. It's not by sword or spear that Yahweh saves. For you see, the battle belongs to Yahweh. Mother Mary adds her lyrics. He brings down the mighty from their thrones, but lifts up the poor and needy. And then St. Paul makes it into the Jazz Hall of Fame with this little lyric from the end of Romans 8. I am convinced. See, against all odds, Paul says. I don't have my fingers crossed. I'm not just thinking about it. Paul presses the pen hard. I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We have a name for this jazz that keeps moving and keeps astonishing and keeps surprising us. It's called the gospel. And this gospel announces to every evil empire, your horse and your rider, Yahweh throws into the sea. The sweetest song of salvation, though, came in one moment. When the empire marshaled all of its horses and chariots and wanted to bring about a worldwide song of silence, it enlisted a betrayer, a denier, some mockers, some spitters, some scourgers, and we know there were nailers, and the empire created a bloody mess. And the empire thought, we have jerked the jazz from every station. And for 3 days, they were right. But we are third day people, aren't we? We know on the third day, this defiant dance of deliverance was amped up for the whole world to hear. There is nothing dead about our Jesus. There is a written record. There are eyewitnesses, and billions of lives have been changed. And during this joyful Easter tide for 7 weeks, we have been dancing to the beat of this song of salvation. Jesus Christ is risen today. I know that my Redeemer lives. Ye sons and daughters of the King, the strife is o'er, the battle won. And through this church, this jazz goes on. The empire strikes back. The empire still listens to those of us who live and are ready to die for all this jazz. The empire listens to what we sing when life is overwhelming and so frustrating. The empire listens when we are flat broke and we don't know where to turn. The empire listens when we bury children and spouses and parents. And the song we sing just there can mean so much to so many, and it can be so eloquent that it can put any silver tongue orator to rest. Maybe you feel like you're in a godless ghetto. Maybe you feel as though you're entrapped and enslaved. And maybe you forgot the lyrics. Or you misplaced the melody, or you can't remember the beat. Then remember Moses and Miriam. And as you do, never ever forget the final lyrics composed by the King of Jazz. I am the first and the last. I am the living one, I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.